You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of stories that are, in a way, sort of tied together. They're both about relationships. The first one I thought was pretty interesting. You know how over the last week or two, there's all this stuff been coming out about Will and Jada Pinkett Smith and how they have been living apart for a while. And so they're separated, and yet nobody knew. And we were, you know, laughing about how the Academy Award slap was, I wouldn't say it was for nothing. I mean, he was still allegedly, you know, defending the honor mm-hmm. of Jada. But
an act, nonetheless, it sounds like.
I don't know. I don't want to assume, but who knows. But on top of that, the story came out over the weekend. Meryl Streep, the Academy Award winning, you know, actress in Hollywood, says that she and her husband of 45 years have actually been separated for the last six. And they just didn't tell anybody. They didn't want anybody to know. Now they've decided that it's going to come out anyway. So after 6 years, the note, Jeremy, from their people released, you know, their people said, sure, quote, while they will always care for each other, they have chosen lives apart.
Gasp.
We have a bunch of people listening to our show right now who are in that position, that they're still married, but they just live apart. And I can kind of see why, especially in Hollywood, you know, where everything is magnified, that they probably were just like, it's not worth the hassle mm-hmm. of making an announcement or whatever. Yeah. For whatever reason, they've chosen to not divorce, but they just don't live together.
Okay.
And obviously that's their business and so
forth. Sure, they just want to keep it quiet a little bit. Too many questions.
They just, yeah.
That's it.
We will not be taking questions at this
time. Thank you. Leave us alone.
So I guess a bunch of our listeners maybe are in that same boat where they're like, ugh, I just don't want to have to answer the questions from my coworkers and stuff.
Right.
So anyway, so that's going on. And then another relationship story that came out that we thought was kind of interesting. The New York Post ran a story about this woman who asks her dates for references from other women that the guys have dated before she will get, quote, too involved. So maybe she'll go out on a first date or maybe even a second. But then she's like, if we're going to go any further with this, I'm going to have to talk to some people that you have dated in the past.
Yeah, or just any, what I was reading, like any sort of female person that you know. I think she asked for a sister. Sister's phone number in the example that they were talking about in the New York Post. So she actually called the sister, which I don't know if that's a very good reference. I mean, she's probably going to take her brother's side
sometimes,
on a lot of things or make him sound good. I don't know. But that's like kind of the gist of this. Like, would you like that idea if you're out in the dating world where there's a site that people can actually go on and kind of give you a relationship Yelp review? They'll give you, you know, 1 to 5 stars, tell you the pros, tell you the cons, and you can kind of make your decision from looking at that before you go out with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously, this is going to go horribly wrong, just like regular Yelp.
Right.
You'll have some very bitter, angry, mad, mean people that'll post things about you that aren't necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of got to weed out the highs, weed out the lows, and look at the 3-star reviews, I guess, to see kind of where this person lands.
I tried to think about this, if people got references on me, because I was a bachelor for literally decades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so over 20 something years of my life, I was an adult bachelor, and I think I would be fine with people, because out of the numerous people that I dated, the majority I still have a good relationship with. I'm still friends.
That's good.
With them. And in some
yeah.
cases, very good friends. You know, look at my ex-wife, Bev. I mean, she and I are not only, you know, good friends, but she continued to be my realtor, and she was even a realtor for Gretchen, you know, who I
yeah.
married a few years ago. So I'm, for the most part, I'm okay. Now, there will be one or two, but in everyone's past, well, let me take that. Let me rephrase that. In most people's past, there are relationships that you're into that were not the best, and you had no
right.
business being in them, and there's no way there's going to be a good review out of that. This is not possible to be 100%. I don't think you can bat 1,000. Unless you've only dated 2 people in your life, or 3.
Right, unless you are just genuinely a really nice, perfect person, I guess. But then there's something to be suspicious of that, too. Like, why is this person
so
nice all the
time? Yeah, well, you can say someone's a perfect person and a nice person, but things are different when you're in a relationship.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you'd have to like break it down into different categories on this. It couldn't be just a broad Yelp review. Like you'd have to, you know, just maybe sleeping style, love making style, generous cooking style, you know,
right.
Kind of break
Were they
it down.
On time?
Right. Any substance abuse issues, you know, anything like that. I mean, like heavy stuff, you know. Yeah. Lying. Is this person a liar? I kind of like it. My God, we live in a world of reviews. I mean, we review everything now. I can't even work with any sort of company without them coming back at me saying, hey, could you leave us a Google review? We'd really appreciate it. So why can't you do that when you're done with a relationship? Hey, could you hop on real quick? I feel like everything went okay until the end. Could you give me a quick Google review so we get back out there? I'll do the same for you, you know? I like it. I kind of like
it. It's like I told you, when I get out, and I was telling my buddies that I hung out with this weekend, I went on a guy's trip this weekend. There were a bunch of us. And I told them, they heard me every time we would get out of an Uber. And if I had been the one to order the Uber, I always turned to the driver. I said, hey, I'm going to give you 5 stars.
Yeah.
And one guy asked me, he goes, why do you do that? I said, because I guarantee you they will turn around and give me 5 stars. They just will. If you say, look, I just gave you a tip and I'm going to give you 5 stars.
Well, then you need to have that exit interview at the end of your relationship, then, where you kind of sit down with each other and say, listen, here's what I'm going to lay it out on our relationship Yelp. I'm going to go ahead and give you 4 stars. Here's the reasons why.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I would totally do that. Like, what are you going to give me?
Did you ever see the John Cusack movie called High Fidelity?
It's one of the greatest movies of all time, yeah.
Okay. Were you being sarcastic?
No, it's in my top 18 favorite
movies.
Okay,
good. So for those of you who haven't seen it, basically what he's doing, he's going back to some of his past relationships, and he's essentially asking, what went wrong? You know, what did you think? You know, like, what was it about me? You know, pro and con. And I think it would be funny in the dating world to have to get references. Perry, that's a he. Perry said, about a year ago, I reached out to a former girlfriend and asked her what she thought I could do better in my future relationships. And she said, stop asking so many questions when you're dating someone. And Perry says, so I took that to heart, and it actually changed the way I act when dating someone. That's from Perry. There was somebody who's still a friend of mine, but we dated for a short time. And that's one thing I noticed is that didn't sit right with me, was that she was constantly wanting to psychoanalyze my feelings on everything. Like I had to emote on everything. And after a while I was like, stop.
Was this just during dates, first dates? When was it just constant?
Constant.
Really?
Yeah, everything was like, well, she, like, tell me your feelings about this. You're not expressing your feelings. I was like, what?
Well, maybe she was just nervous, searching for small talk, maybe.
That went beyond small talk. Kara has an interesting note here. She goes, I was single for 14 years and had 3 serious relationships in that time. I would be very confident that one of them would say, like, meaning she would be very confident if she was to get Yelp reviews from them. I would be very confident that one of them would say great things about me. One would be 50-50, and one would say I was a demon child. She writes, so who do you believe? I think if I encountered someone with 3 different reviews like that, I would believe the middle one and probably the good review, but I'd be suspicious why the bad review was so mean. And then she says, interesting idea. Thank you, boys.
Would you be suspicious, or you dated that person? You probably know why they did that, though.
Yeah, no, but if she... But if she's saying it like if she was going to go out with someone and she got their references and one of them was really mean, that's one of those things where it kind of says more about the person giving the review than it does about the person they're reviewing.
Maybe or truly that person was a monster. That's when you need to take it a step further and be like, can I get their phone number? Because I want to actually have a call with them.
But wouldn't you think if someone was a monster that in all 3 relationships, they would have been a monster? Like, why would one be like, yeah, they were pretty good, and the other one would say they were really great,
yeah.
But then you've got that one person who says they were a monster.
Maybe the middle person liked being with a monster. That's what they were looking for. So to them, they're like, this person was perfect. They just didn't mention it being a monster. They just liked that type of...
Because I think people who are asses don't turn it on and off for different relationships. I think that's, you know, that's the whole what they say about a tiger can't change its stripes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can be an ass to one person and just be like super sweet to another person. If you're an ass, maybe, you're an ass.
Maybe. I don't know.
And let's also face it, Jeremy, there are a lot of different sensitivity levels too, right?
Correct, yes.
So one person's definition that this person was a monster or an ass, maybe five other people were like, no, they're totally fine. You're just ultra sensitive.
Or their definition of monster was way off. Maybe this person was just snarky and sarcastic and said, you know, jokes from time to time, and which made them a monster.
Right. It's different senses. That's why I think the review says more about the reviewer than the reviewee.
Right. Greg wrote in and said, why would I want to date someone that has 23 five-star ratings for his or her behaviors on dates? Why does that person have so many dates and can't find true love? That app would make no sense. Oh, that's a good point. So you get somebody on there with 23 five-stars.
Maybe that person just has very high standards. They're not a jerk about it.
That could be part of it, sure.
And Greg, you just don't measure up.
Sorry, Greg, you're a two-star living in a five-star world, buddy.
Right.
Then Adam wrote, this is probably a bad idea. You get one bad review and nobody wants to date you. That's Adam. That guy, see, and that kind of, that's kind of like that on regular Yelp, too, where you see one horrible review and you're kind of like, eh, I'm just going to totally pass on this restaurant. Even if there's 10 other good reviews, the one person just focuses on the bad and be like, I'm not going to risk it then.
But see, that's funny because I'm the exact opposite. If I see 10 good reviews and one bad one, I figure that's one of those one-star people where everything in life gets a one star because they're just angry and bitter about everything. Or they need the restaurant to just fall over catering to them.
Sure.
So if I see five good reviews and one bad one, I'll believe the good ones.
I'm that way, too. But how many people are out there that just see the one negative and they're like, I'm not even going to give it a chance.
That's why I hate the whole star system. I still think it should just be, do you recommend this or no or nothing? You only can give it a thumbs up or
yes
nothing.
Yes or no.
No, not even a no. It's like you either can give something a recommendation or you just, you're radio silent on it.
No pictures? I like the pictures on Yelp. I like the pictures of the food. I post pictures.
All right,
pictures.
Well, then if you want pictures, you can...
So I have to post pictures of the exes. I don't know how this will work with me since I've been with the same person for like 22 years now, so I don't know what kind of review would be left for me getting back out of the world. Be an awfully long review, I guess.
Renee says, this is kind of what we were talking about a minute ago. The way two personalities mix determines if the relationship is healthy or toxic or in between. Yes, that's exactly right. And that's why we're saying if somebody is tolerant of snarky behavior and kind of like meshes with that, that's one thing.
Yep.
But if one person hates snarky and sarcastic,
then they're getting the bad review. Posting the bad review.
Like Gretchen, for instance, is one of the snarkiest, sarcastic people I know. Huge heart, very loving and a good person, but just snarky and sarcastic. And I guarantee you she would not work out with a whole bunch of people who would be like, oh, she was so mean.
She never takes anything serious. Always making jokes. Yeah.
I mean, it's funny to me sometimes. So I don't know if this review system works, Jer.
I don't know, buddy. Somebody come up with it.
I don't think it works for relationships.
Somebody come up with it. Get it out there and let's see if it works.